Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Look, Wally, you can make yourself hundreds of dollars a day doing glamorous and exciting work.
Look, Beaver, I told you before, I don't want to be a New York model.
But all you gotta do is send your picture in.
Look, first of all, I don't like to have my picture taken. And second, you gotta be good looking to be a model.
But Mom says you're good looking.
She's just prejudiced.
What's that?
Well, that's because she's a mom. Even if a guy had a face like a bulldog, his mom would say he's good looking.
Yeah, I guess even if Frankenstein had a mother, she'd say he was good looking too.
Sure, but that doesn't mean he could get a job as a New York model.
Why don't you send your picture in anyways? Maybe you're not good looking enough to make $100 a day, but maybe you're good looking enough to make 5 or 10.
Cut it out, Beaver. This is only one of those things that looks good in a magazine. You know, like raising mushrooms in your basement.
But gee, Wally, I never knew a model before.
Well, boys, we're going. Beaver, Wally.
Why? You guys are all dressed up.
We're going to have dinner with the Comptons.
What's a Compton?
Mr. Compton's an attorney for your father's firm.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. He came over at Christmas time. Shook hands with both of us, but he didn't give us anything.
Well, yes, Wally, that's the man we're going to have dinner with.
Gee, Dad, you're always eating with people from your business. Don't you ever get to eat with people you like?
Yeah, Mr. Compton's one of your father's best friends. Honey, I think we better be going.
Yes.
Mom?
Yes, Beaver?
Do we have any good pictures of me?
Pictures? I think there's some on the desk. What do you want them for?
Oh, I don't want them for now. Well, I just want to know where they are in case I needed them.
Well, we'll be home early, boys. Wally, you keep an eye on things.
Oh, sure, Dad. Don't worry. I won't let the Beaver goof up anything.
Bye, boys.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Mr. Combs is a lawyer, huh, Wally?
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
Well, is that why he doesn't believe in Christmas?
Hey, Beaver, where are you going?
Just downstairs to get a picture.
Hey, you're not going to send your picture in to be a model, are you?
Well, I might.
Boy, wait till they see your puss. That'll ruin the modeling business worse than Frankenstein's.
Dear Master Cleaver, after a careful appraisal of your recently submitted photograph, our company, one of the largest in the business, considers you one of our top prospects in the modeling field. We therefore request your permission to include your likeness in our forthcoming edition of our annual models directory. They sent this to Beaver?
Uh-huh. It came this afternoon.
If you will sign and return the enclosed form, we will include you on our carefully selected list of clients. Congratulations. The door is now open. Ahead lies a lucrative future in the glamorous field of modeling.
Good gosh, whose picture did he send in? Tony Curtis's?
No, he said his own. And I've never seen him so excited in his whole life. He's been making plans ever since he came home from school. He says he's going to buy you a sports car and me a mink coat.
Well, dear, this letter's obviously some sort of come-on. Why didn't you tell him?
Well, I thought you should be the one.
Oh, sure. Let the father ruin the illusions of childhood.
Now, Ward.
You know, Wally, I never knew I was such a good-looking guy.
What the heck, Beaver? To me, you still look like nothing.
How come they sent me that letter?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe in New York, you don't look so creepy.
You know, Wally, maybe I can pose for a bicycle and they'll give me one.
But you already got a bike.
Yeah. But any guy who's making $100 a day should have 2 bikes.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Dad, when I go to New York to be a model, is it okay if I quit school?
Yeah,
Well, Beaver, I think you're getting a little carried away here. You see, I read this letter over and... Well, Beav, I'm afraid it's just a real come-on.
Well, sure it is, Dad. They want me to come on to New York and be a model.
Beaver, I think Dad means it's a jip.
Oh, it can't be, Dad.
You see, Beaver, they send this same letter out to everyone who sends in a picture.
Even ugly guys?
Even ugly guys.
Is the whole thing a real honest-to-goodness jip?
Yeah, Beaver. It's a real honest-to-goodness jip. You better forget about this letter. And if they send you any more, you better just ignore them.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Eddie, how come we didn't go over to your house and mess around?
My pop sore at me.
Yeah?
What'd you do? Last night I came down to dinner in my bare feet.
Well, did he holler at you?
Nah, he just said to my mother, tell that creep to go put his shoes on.
Well, I guess we can mess around in here.
Hey, what's all this junk addressed to your brother? Your pop sending him to summer camp to get rid of him?
No, the Beaver sent his picture into some modeling agency and they want him to sign up. My father told him it was a joke.
What are you knocking modeling school for? I think that's the way Sal Mineo got started.
Well, he was going to send the blank in, but my father doesn't want him getting messed up with it. Hey, Eddie, let's go down and get something to eat, huh?
Hey, Wally, why don't you go down and bring me up something? Every time I walk in the kitchen, your mother's always giving me that look.
What look?
You know, like I'm a roach or something.
Okay, I'll go get you something.
Hi, Wally.
Eddie's in there.
Hi, Eddie.
Hiya, Beaver. You gnaw down any trees today?
Hey, ugly, Eddie.
Hey, I hear you're thinking about being a model, huh?
Well, I sent my picture in, but my dad's not going to let him put in the book because he says the whole thing's a jip.
He told you that, huh? Listen, I've heard that line myself.
What do you mean, Eddie?
They'll do it to you all the time. Like I sent away for a booklet. And I had a chance to get into radio and television. My old man killed it. He wouldn't give me the measly $80 to sign up.
Gee, Eddie, how come?
He doesn't want anyone around the house making more money than he is.
My father's not like that.
Okay. But are you going to let your pop ruin your whole career as a model?
Gee, Eddie, maybe I wouldn't have a career as a model.
What do you mean? Come here. Take a look in the mirror. Now, you may not be in my class, but you're not the ugliest kid in the world.
Gee, thanks a lot, Eddie.
Sure. These guys wouldn't be sending you an application if they didn't think you had something. This is your chance to be a millionaire while you're still a kid.
Hey, Eddie. My mom says if you want something to eat, you better come down to the kitchen and get it yourself.
Okay, okay. Don't forget what I told you, kid. Don't let them push you around just because they're bigger than you.
Well, were you telling him, Eddie?
I wasn't telling him nothing.
Gentlemen, I would like to take advantage of your generous offer and hereby give you permission to use my photograph in your annual models directory. I furthermore agree to all your terms and conditions.
Oh, hi, Beaver.
Oh, hi, Wally. Did you have a nice day at school?
All right, what have you been up to?
What do you mean, what have I been up to?
Well, you must have been up to something to look that innocent.
Well, I haven't been up to anything. Well, I just, happened to get this letter in the mail.
Hey, it's from their model agency. Dear sir, in accordance with your signed request, we have included your photograph in our models directory, which is now being distributed to all important outlets. Please send the required registration fee of $30 by... $30 by return mail. Wait, Beaver, how come they're asking you for $30?
I don't know. I guess because I signed the application and sent it in.
But gee, Beaver, Dad told you not to. He told you it was a jip.
Well, I know. But then Eddie Haskell told me Dad just told me that because he didn't want me making more money than he did.
Boy, you're in a real mess. What are you going to do?
Well, Dad said if I got any more letters to ignore them. Well, I think this is a good one to start ignoring them on.
Yeah, you can ignore them. Something tells me these aren't the kind of people that'll ignore you.
Excuse me, dear.
Oh. Hey, dear, when I came home today, I saw Beaver sitting out front on the curb. What was he doing there for?
I don't know. He sits out in the curb and waits for the mailman practically every day.
Oh. Well, he's probably found a new friend in the mailman. I remember when I was a boy on the farm, the mailman and the mail order catalog were about our only contacts with the gay and glamorous outside world.
I just can't imagine you on the farm. You're so suave and sophisticated now.
Dear sir, up until now we have taken a conciliatory attitude, blaming your failure to answer our letters on oversight. However, if the payment of our $30 fee is not in this office within 5 days, we are turning the matter over to our attorneys for collection. Please avoid further financial assessments and embarrassment by remitting at once.
Boy, Beaver, did you get any more of these letters?
Yeah, well, I got 4 of them.
Well, you better go down and talk to Dad.
He's the one that told me the whole thing was a chip and not to have anything to do with them.
Well, sure, but he's going to find out when they drag you down to court. So you might as well tell him now.
Yeah. But I think I'll wait till tomorrow to tell him.
What good is that?
Well, I might have some good luck in the night. One die or something.
Nothing like that ever happens when you want it to. You better go down and talk to Dad now.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Dear, how did you mean it a while ago when you said I was suave and sophisticated?
I just meant you were suave and sophisticated.
Oh, that's how you meant it.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Oh, babe. You want something, Beaver?
Yes, Dad. Could you tell me a story?
Oh, what kind of a story?
Oh, any kind of story. Like, a story about guys owing money and they can't pay it.
Well, let's see. There was Charles Dickens.
Did he owe guys money?
No, but he wrote about people who did. There was one book about a whole family who had to go to debtor's prison because they couldn't pay their bills.
The kids, too?
Yeah, kids, too.
Oh.
If you like, we could get you some of Mr. Dickens' books.
Oh, no thanks, Mom. It's bad enough hearing about junk like that without having to read it.
Dear, why would you be asking questions like that about owing money?
Well, I think I can just about see what happened. Either in the candy store or at school, he borrowed 10 cents or so from Larry. Now Larry's pressing him for the money. So Beaver figured if he came in and hinted around a little bit, we'd try to get to the bottom of it and wind up giving him the money to pay Larry. But it didn't work.
You know, you're very clever to have figured that all out.
Oh, of course, dear. That's because I'm so suave and sophisticated.
Hey, Beaver, how'd you make out with Dad?
Not very good. He just told me a whole bunch of junk that made the whole thing worse.
Oh. Well, would you like me to go down and talk to him for you?
Nah. He'd probably just tell you the same stories.
Yeah. Hey, Beav, it's too bad you're not bigger. Then you could hire a lawyer and fight this company, like they do on television.
Listen, Wally, if I was bigger, they'd be afraid to send me a letter like this in the first place.
Can I help you, Sonny?
No, ma'am, but Mr. Compton can. I'd like to see him, please.
Well, Mr. Compton is quite busy. To see him, I'm afraid you should have made an appointment in advance.
Well, I didn't know in advance I was going to be in trouble. Couldn't you please tell him it's his friend, Theodore Cleaver?
Well, you take a magazine and sit over there. I'll see. Mr. Compton, there's a Theodore Cleaver here to see you.
You don't mean Ward Cleaver, do you?
No, Theodore. He's a little boy.
Oh, yes, Ward's boy. Yes, I guess he can come in for a minute.
This isn't like the dentist office. The magazines don't have pictures in them.
Yes, I know. Mr. Compton will see you now.
Well, Theodore, it's been quite a while since I've seen you.
Yes, sir, since last Christmas when you just shook my hand.
Well, what can I do for you, son? You selling Boy Scout cookies or something?
Well, no, sir, it's not cookies. Well, I'd like to hire you as my lawyer. Well, I'm being sued.
Sued? Well, just who is suing you?
A whole lot of people. Their names are all right here.
Well, suppose you sit down over there while I look these over. Agency. They do seem to be putting the pressure on you.
Yes, sir. They started out talking real nice. Then all of a sudden they got mean.
Did your father send you down here to talk to me?
Oh, no, sir. Well, I couldn't tell him about the letters.
You couldn't tell your father you're in trouble?
No, sir. On account in the beginning, he told me the whole thing was a joke. Well, not to have anything to do with him. But then a wise guy kid told me a whole bunch of junk, and I did it anyways.
Well, I guess I can handle this for you.
Are you going to be mean back at him?
Oh, I think we can call off these bulldogs.
Well, Mr. Compton, I got in trouble before not asking how much stuff cost. How much are you going to charge me?
Well, Beaver, my fees vary. How much can you afford to pay me?
Well, I got 46 cents saved up. Would that be enough to make you be mean to him?
Yes, Beaver. I'm going to take that fee, because I think you should learn that any time you put yourself in a position where you can't go to your father for help, it's going to cost you something in life. Do you understand that, Theodore?
Yes, sir. Well, I didn't think I'd get out of this without somebody bawling me out.
Well, Theodore, you did a very foolish thing, and you disobeyed your father. Don't you think you deserve a bawling out?
Yes, sir. But I thought it'd be easier to come to someone I didn't know so well.
Beaver, you can't expect strangers to be as understanding as your own parents.
Gee, even when a guy's paying 46 cents to be understanding?
Not even then.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, George. Right. Goodbye.
Dear, do you know Beaver went upstairs right after supper and fell asleep with all his clothes on? Wally and I had done dressing to put him in bed.
Well, I'm not surprised. He's had a very busy week.
Well, he's hardly done anything. Just sat around every afternoon waiting to talk to the mailman.
He's hardly done anything, huh? Do you know that young man has been threatened with legal action? He has hired a lawyer, and he's paid him 46 cents to handle his case.
When did all this happen?
George Compton just called.
It seems that Beaver ignored my advice and got himself involved with those chips from the model agency. They threatened to sue him, and George is getting him off the hook.
So that's what's been going on all this time.
That's right.
Well, dear, I know Beaver's been through a lot, but I think you should speak to him tomorrow morning. After all, we don't want him getting involved in something like this again.
Well, I don't really think there's much danger of that. Apparently, George really let him have it.
I hope he wasn't mean to him.
Well, he was firm. And I think it'll do Beaver a lot of good. You know, a parent can tell a child something's wrong until he's blue in the face. But when someone else tells him, then it really makes an impression.
Dear. Did George really take Beaver's 46 cents?
He sure did. I have an idea. It was about the best 46 cents worth of experience Beaver will ever get, too.
Hey, Beaver, aren't you going to put on clean socks?
Uh-uh. Why don't you turn the old ones inside out? They're not dirty on this side.
You know something, Beaver? You're kind of a slob.
Well, I am not. When the school nurse came around, they got a gold star for having the cleanest chairs in the whole class.
Yeah? It's lucky they don't inspect feet. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Hey, Beaver. Did you really go into that lawyer's office all by yourself? No fooling?
Sure I did.
Weren't you scared?
Sure I was scared. Well, I'm always scared of guys in offices.
That's what you get for messing stuff up.
Yeah. You know, Wally, I can't wait until I'm old enough not to mess stuff up anymore.
Beaver, nobody ever gets too old not to mess stuff up. That's why right here in Mayfield, they've got three whole buildings full of lawyers.
Wally enters the world of business in this next episode of Leave It to Beaver. After graduating college, actor Tony Dow also entered the world of business, the construction business. Stay tuned for Wally the Businessman, next here on TV Land. Thank you.